seated. Ty, can you hand me the projector thing right there? Thank you. Our Torah portion this week is the first chapter of Deuteronomy, or Devarim. It's called Devarim, which means words. And the Hebrew word of words is a little bit more than just words, letters put together, but the things I have to tell you. These are the things that Moses told them. And I want to start in Deuteronomy 1:21. If you'd like, you can follow with me on all these, because your translation might be slightly different. But please look up here from time to time and look at what I have highlighted, because you'll start to notice a pattern that I noticed. Verse 21, Devarim 1. See, or behold, Yahweh your Elohim has set the land before you. Go up and possess it, as Yahweh Elohim of your fathers has spoken to you. Do not fear, nor be discouraged. This is a command to the younger generation by Moses. Deuteronomy 1:29. And he's talking about when he sent them the first time into the land and they turned back. He said, "Then I said to you, have no dread or fear of them." 30. Yahweh, your Elohim, who is going before you, he does fight for you according to all that he did for you in Mitzrayim before your eyes. Now, what I've highlighted here is the command again. Do not dread or have any fear of them. Do not fear. Be strong and courageous. You're going to see the command. And then some support for why. Yahweh, your Elohim, is going before you. He does fight for you. And according to all he did for you in Mitzrayim, before your eyes, you have seen what he's done. And in the wilderness, where you saw how Yahweh, your Elohim, has borne you, has carried you like a father carries his son. It's more than just carrying physically, it's caring for every need. Next verse, I should use this. Deuteronomy 1, 36 and 38. Just touch on this for a second. He's saying that none of these men will go into the promised land, verse 36, except Caleb, son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him and his children I give the land on which he walked, because he followed Yahweh completely. Just about that. Because he followed Yahweh completely. This is going crazy. I know I did it and took my thumb off. There we go. And it's interesting to me that to follow Yahweh completely, he didn't do much else than the other spies did, except that he said, let's go up immediately. He wanted to obey. And he trusted Yahweh because it was impossible. These were giants. And the land was, there were many, 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 many more people than there was of Israel. And they were large people. And they had walls, cities. You know, if you're going to go raid a place, you're just on foot. They have walls and armament and cities. So it was intimidating. But Caleb said, let's go at once. Yahweh says we can do it. We got this. They're our bread. Next verse there in 38. Yehoshua, or Joshua, as we say in English sometimes, Yehoshua, the son of Nun, who stands before you, he shall go in there. Strengthen him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit. And it's interesting that this command is to strengthen him, and we're going to see what that means. Our next verse here, Deuteronomy 3:2. And Yahweh said to me, do not fear him. You're talking about going up against Og. For I have given him and all his people and his land into your hand, and you shall do to him as you did to Sion. Again, here's this pattern. You're commanded not to fear, be strong and courageous. Is there any support to that? Yeah. I, Yahweh, have, past tense, given him into your hand. Just like I did Sihon, you have seen. Starting to see the pattern here? Deuteronomy 3:21. Your eyes have seen all that Yahweh your Elohim has done to these two kings. Yahweh does the same to all the kingdoms or reigns which you are passing over. Do not fear them, for Yahweh your Elohim himself fights for you. There's a command, but there's always the support for it. 3:28. But command Yehoshua and strengthen him and make him brave, for he shall pass over before this people. We're going to see how. 31:3. Now, this is jumping toward the end of Deuteronomy. So we have all of this that was at the beginning of Deuteronomy. Then there's all the laws, everything you need to know, the feasts to keep, and everything about the Torah that this new generation needs to know to go in and run a new nation. Now we're at the end. He's saying, go up again. Yahweh, your Elohim himself, is passing over before you. He shall destroy these nations from before you, and you possess them. Yehoshua himself is passing over before you, as Yahweh has spoken. And Yahweh shall do to them as he did to Sihon and Og. He's always referring back to, see, you've seen this. Be strong and create courageous. Do not fear or be afraid of them. For it is Yahweh, your Elohim, who is going with you. He does not fail you nor forsake you. You know, we're commanded to be strong and courageous because we're commanded to stand up out of the mediocrity and to accomplish something that Yahweh wants to do in our lives. As a people, and often individually, there are things that we're called to do that are impossible. Giants, walls, multitudes of people. And Yahweh says, no, I'm commanding you, be strong, be courageous. You've seen what I've done. I'm with you. I'm going to do it. Be strong. And we have Moshe, who's commanded to strengthen Joshua, Yehoshua. It's interesting, Caleb didn't seem to need that strengthening. Caleb's my boy. Look at Deuteronomy 31:7-8. And Moshe called Yehoshua and said to him before the eyes of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you are going with this people to the land which Yahweh has sworn to give them. It's not up to you, Yehoshua. And you are to let them inherit it. Just basically stay out of the way. Let them inherit it. And it is Yahweh who is going before you. He himself is with you. He does not fail you nor forsake you. He doesn't leave you. Do not fear or be discouraged. So we see this contrast now of being strong and courageous versus being afraid, fearful, dismayed, discouraged, a lot of your translations may have. If we're dismayed, if we're discouraged, something's wrong. First of all, we're not obeying. So did we choose to be that, or are we just tempted to be that? Just tempted? Wait, I'm not going to be that. I'm going to be strong and courageous. Or did we choose to? No, I'm going to wallow in it. And we do make those decisions sometimes. Let's look at Yehoshua 1. Yahweh spoke to Yehoshua now. And the reason for that is because Moshe is passed on. I want to look at the actual verses here. I want to read 5 through 9. No man is going to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moshe, so I am with you. I do not fail you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you are to let this people inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Wait, we're about to see how. To guard to do according to all the Torah, which Moshe, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left so that you act wisely. Most translations say so that you are successful or succeed or are prosperous. And I looked up the Hebrew word and it means to gain abundantly, to be productive. Act wisely wherever you go. Do not let this book of the Torah depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you guard to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will have success, or you shall make your way prosperous and act wisely or have success. If we have fear, if we're anxious, if we're discouraged, we're not meditating on this Torah day and night. We need to be in the Word every morning, first thing when we get up. If you have to, get coffee, water, juice, something, get into the Word for a few minutes at least. All through the day, when you think about where I am, what are you thinking about today? What did Yahweh put on your heart to learn today, to change today, to see today? We should be meditating on it day and night. It's interesting, the word meditate, the root word is similar to, or from, it's the same root word that another word comes from, cattle who chew their cud. They don't just eat like we do. Cattle chew and chew and chew for a long time like we would treat gum or something. And then they swallow and then they regurgitate and chew again. They have five stomachs that they go through. This is the root word, is to meditate. It isn't just to read it once and to walk away. It's to meditate on it day and night. Brothers and sisters, we should be able to ask each other, what's Yahweh showing you today? Well, actually, He's been showing me that. Actually, I noticed this morning in the Torah portion that, well, I've been going through that. We shouldn't hear. We should always have the Word on our heart. It should be just, we should be saturated with it. All the time, every morning, day and night. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid nor be discouraged. For Yahweh, your Elohim, is with you wherever you go. How is He with us? He's with us in our heart, in our mouth. If we take on the Torah, we learn the Torah, we meditate on it. Where did this come from? Let's go way back, Genesis 26, to Yitzhak, Isaac. And Yahweh appeared to him the same night and said, I am the Elohim of your father, Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you and shall bless you. Ooh, remember that? Make your way prosperous, then you'll have success. And increase your seed, increase productivity, for my servant Abraham's sake. He also said this to Jacob. And see, I am with you and shall guard you wherever you go and shall bring you back to this land. Look, there's promises for the future. For I am not going to leave you. Haven't we heard this a lot in the future of where this was written? Until I have done what I have spoken to you. Isaiah 41:10. Beautiful section of Scripture. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not look around anxiously, some translations say, for I am your Elohim, and I shall fortify you. Remember how to strengthen you? I shall also help you. Remember the helper that Yeshua said He would send? What was the function of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the helper? To remind you of everything I said. What did Yeshua come to say? Torah. Turn back to the Torah. I shall also uphold you, I love this, with what? With the right hand of my righteousness. Yeshua is His righteous right hand. The Word is His right hand. Summary. Do not fear. Be strong. Courageous. Does that mean work out? Be muscular? Well, I just had a bunch of help moving, and believe me, I wasn't one of those guys that's carrying couches on their shoulders. Be strong and courageous. Why? One, everything you saw in yellow, we're commanded to. If we just obey, follow, blindly trust in this word, we'll be like Caleb, who followed Yahweh completely. Also, we have seen what Yahweh has done. Everyone here has seen Yahweh work in their lives, or they wouldn't be here. You're not called to Torah unless you're in some way touched. I mean, that's what Yeshua was saying to Peter. You know, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for man did not tell you this. Yahweh did. Yahweh goes before us. He does it. Anything he commands us to do, any great and mighty, lofty thing that's impossible to accomplish, he's doing it. And Yahweh is with us, especially if we are knitting this word into our heart. He's with us. He's in our mind, our soul, our mouth. We speak it. We say the phrases. We sing songs. He's with us. What does Emmanuel mean? God with us. The Word. Yeshua is the Word. How? By following, obeying, trusting Him, and keeping His Torah. Baruch Hashem.
Hallelujah.